بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Asking Allah. One stormy day, three little boys were stuck under a wet tree far from their homes.
What about that cave? Maybe we should go there. It will be more dry than it is here.
Once they got into the cave, Abdul Karim said,
We will most definitely be more dry in this cave.
They all ran into the cave. Once they were inside, they started drying themselves. Suddenly, a large rock fell near the door of the cave and completely covered it.
Oh no, we're stuck in this cave and there's no way out,
said Abdul Hakim while he and Abdul Karim tried to push away the rock. It's not moving. We're going to be stuck here forever. Help! Help! Can anyone hear me? Said Abdul Salim.
Stop it, Abdul Salim. No one can hear us here,
said Abdul Karim.
You are wrong, Abdul Karim. Don't you remember? Allah can see everything because He is Al-Basir, the All-Seeing. But not only can He see us everywhere, He can also hear us anywhere and everywhere, wherever we are, because He is As-Sami', the one who hears everything. Let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us by remembering something we've done only for His sake. We also know that Allah is As-Shahid. He is witness over all things. So, let's call Him to witness over something we did only for His sake. No doubt, He, As-Sami', will listen to and answer our prayers,
said Abdul Hakim. Abdul Salim raised his hands in prayer and said, Ya Allah, who hears everything, please hear my dua. Oh Allah, you know I was a very bad boy once upon a time. I used to bully small kids and snatch their lunch and made them cry. Until one day, one of the boys said, What are you doing? Fear Allah. I immediately returned his lunch and never ever bullied him or anyone after that. I only and only stopped doing that because of your fear, Ya Rab. I did it for no one else's sake except yours. Please help me, Allah. Shortly afterwards, a sound came from the large rock, and the boys saw that the rock had moved a little, and there was a little gap on the side.
There's an opening! Alhamdulillah! This is amazing! But not enough of a gap to get out from. Abdul Karim, you make dua now,
said Abdul Hakim.
Ya As-Sami', O Allah, the all-hearing one, who hears the call of everyone, hear my call,
said Abdul Karim with his hands raised high in prayer.
Every day, I work hard to get milk the goats, along with my school homework. And after much hard work, sometimes I just get one glass of milk, sometimes two. I let Ummi and Abi drink it first. And only after they are all full, I get the rest of my baby brother. Sometimes, I get to drink the leftovers. Sometimes, there is no leftover. One day, I spent most of my time studying for my test. It was very, very late when I started milking the goat. When I finished collecting a cup of milk, Ummi and Abi were already asleep. Baby Habib was crying in the room next door with hunger. I put baby Habib to sleep with his favorite lullaby. I also told baby Habib that Ummi and Abi do so much for us. They always let us eat first before them. Ummi and Abi love to drink goat milk. Today I couldn't bring it for them on time because of my exams. I would really like them to drink this milk, as there's not much milk. Today, I promise I'll give you all the leftover, but I really can't give you the milk before them. I would really like them to drink it before to their heart's content. Soon, baby Habib fell asleep in my lap. I slowly left him in the bed and silently stood next to my parents' bed all night long until they woke up. I presented to them the milk until they drank to their full. O Allah, the all-hearing one, who hears the call of everyone, hear my call. You know I did that only for your sake, so that you can be happy with me. Please help us, Allah.
Not too long after this dua, the rock moved a little.
Alhamdulillah! Allahu Akbar! The rock moved again. Allah is As-Sami'. He heard us again. But the gap is still not enough for us to pass through.
Abdul Hakim, you didn't make any dua yet. It's your turn to ask Allah for help now,
said Abdul Karim.
Oh,
soon Abdul Hakim raised his hands in humility, knowing that Al-Basir, As-Sami'a, is watching and listening to him. He said,
Ya As-Sami'a Al-Basir, Allah, the one who hears and sees everything, hear my dua. One day, I hurt my foot real bad, and I couldn't do grocery shopping for my family. I saw three friends of mine and asked them for help. I told each one of them few things that they should buy for me in return, and I'll give them a bunch of my yummy cherries. They all dropped off my groceries at home while I was resting to recover from my fracture. Two of my friends came inside to collect their cherries, but I never saw the third friend since. I kept waiting, but he didn't come. I did not eat his cherry out of fear of you, Ya Allah. I did not want to break my promise. Then, one day, I thought of an idea. I planted the seeds of his share outside, near my house. Soon the cherry trees grew and produced so many cherries, the garden was full of them. But I never ate any of those cherries because they were my friend's share. One day, I ran into that friend and reminded him about his share of cherries for helping me. I gave him a bunch of cherries and showed him the whole garden of cherries with several trees that belonged to him. He was very happy, and so was I. Ya As-Sami'a, you know that I planted all those cherries only to make you happy, and I didn't take anything from his share only because of fear of you, Ya Rabb. Please help me, Ya Allah.
Suddenly, the rock at the entrance of the cave moved more, and this time there was enough space to get out of the cave. Each of the boys shouted,
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
All the boys stepped out of the cave one by one. The rain had stopped and the sun was shining bright. While they were going out of the cave, they each found a badge with the word As-Sami'a written on it.
As-Sami'a, the all-hearing. You say it. As-Sami'a. As-Sami'a, the all-hearing one. He listens to everyone who calls upon him, whether loudly or in secret. He can hear everyone.
The boys quickly ran home and showed the badges they had just found to their parents. Now remember, whenever you are in trouble or you need anything, ask As-Sami'a. He will listen to you and answer your prayer. The end. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.